我们很高兴看到能够知道每一个人啊，在场的每一个人。
It's just wonderful to get together like this.
能够这样子的聚在一起是很棒的。
And we welcome everyone that's here.
欢迎每一位弟兄姐妹。
Now I just want to speak a little bit devotional tonight.
那我只是要分享一点这个灵修性的一些信息。
I don't know if you're taking notes, but if you are taking notes, could you write this down?
如果你有笔的话，请你就写下。等一下我要给你的一些纲要。
How big is your God?
首先是一个问题，到底你信的神有多大？
There's two answers to that.
那可以有两个答案。
Number one, is he a little God?
他是一个小小的神呢？
Or number two, is he a big God?
还是二，他是一个很大的神？
Actually, there are many people that their understanding of God seems to be he's a little God.
我知道有一些基督徒好像他们的神是小小的神。
I want to talk about several people here. One is Abraham.
那我们来谈谈几个圣经的人物。首先谈到亚伯拉罕。
Now Abraham was a real friend of God.
那亚伯拉罕被称为是神的朋友。
God had chosen him to be the father of the children of Israel.
神特别拣选他为他所要拣选的百姓的这个祖先。
He had made many.God had made many promises to Abraham.
所以呢，神就把一开始就把应许给了亚伯拉罕。
Now one of the promises was that he was going to have a son in his old age.
那在他那么老的时候呢，给他的第一个惊奇应许就是他要得到一个儿子。
So we see that the son that God gave him came when he was around 100 years old.
那当他有了这个唯一的儿子的时候，已经100岁了。
And he had promised that this son, whose name was to be Isaac, would be the father of would carry Abraham's name down and would be one of the fathers of Israel.
那这个儿子叫做以撒哈，那这个以撒呢是要承传亚伯拉罕继续，我们都常说他是以撒的神，亚伯拉罕的神哈，继续承传。这样的一个信心的下去的系统下去的。
Now Abraham had talked to God many times.
亚伯拉罕跟神的这种交通，我们知道有好几次在圣经上。
But there came one night when God called his name.
那有一次呢，神就来在晚上就叫他的名字。
And I'm sure that any time God called Abraham's name, he was very happy.
那我相信那个时候的亚伯拉罕听到神叫他一定很高兴。
But this time, something happened.
但是这一次就有一点不寻常。
Abraham, God said, I want you to take your son, your only son, Isaac, and I want you to take him up to a certain mountain, and there I want you to offer him up to me.
神叫了亚伯拉罕之后交代他说带你的孩子到山上把他献为祭给我。
Could you think of how Abraham would feel that he was going to have to take his son up there? He was going to have to slay him to offer him to the Lord?
你可以想象那个时候亚伯拉罕听到这样的一个信息的时候呢，他想到说我的孩子带到山上去然后要把他杀掉献为一个祭祀。
Now, Abraham didn't argue with God.
没有看到亚伯拉罕有跟神有什么样的辩解
and
没有什么样的一个辩论。
And the very next morning, he got up very early.
一大清早。
Now, I'm afraid if that had been me, I don't know if I would have wanted to get up very early because I think I would want to sort of take my time because I was maybe probably wanting to.See if I could get out of it.
如果我是亚伯拉罕我这样想
I mean,
我可能即使我没有话说比如说我要顺服我可能尽量的就晚一点起来然后或许呢事情会有点变化
But to offer his only son, but you know,
唯一的儿子要献给神
But Abraham got up early.
但是我们看到亚伯拉罕一清早就起来
He said, we're going up to offer to an offering for God.
他跟仆人还有儿子说，我们要去献祭，到山上去献祭。
And we see that they got ready and they started out.
那他们就出发了。
Finally, they came close to that mountain.
越走越靠近，越已经快到目的地了。
You know, I don't know how you feel. Would you be dragging your feet?
如果是你的话，你想你的脚步是怎么样的？是拖着走的。
Would you want to take the long way around?
还是会觉得说我就绕一点路，慢一点到吧。
It doesn't seem like Abraham did any of that.
好像亚伯拉罕没有这样做。
He went right to the mount.
他就直接上了山。
And he told the other two men, "You stay here. My son and I are going up to sacrifice."
跟他的仆人说，你们就等在这里吧。我自己带我的儿子上去。
On the way up, his son was a little surprised. He said,You know, Dad, we got the wood, we got the fire, but where's the sacrifice?
上去之后，这个儿子他懂得什么叫做献祭的哈，说爸爸，我们有什么都有预备了，就是没有这个要献的这个牲畜。
Abraham gave him a very short answer. He said, God will provide.
这个亚伯拉罕爸爸呢，他就给一个很短的回答说，耶和华以勒神有预备。
But what he did when they got up top, he got his son. His son was put on the altar, was tied.
And we, 这个坛已经煮好了，然后呢，把儿子绑起来。
And the father stood there and he took the knife,
举起他的刀,
ready to kill his son, his only son.
就要下手来杀了他的儿子。
And when he started to,
当他要下手的时候,
a voice said, no, don't do it. Don't touch your son.
阻止了他。
And God said something very beautiful to him.
在这里神有一个很美的一个对他的表达。
He said, now I know how much you love me.
现在我知道你有多爱我了。
He said, you were willing to give your only son.
你竟然愿意把你的独生爱子给我。
Oh, how happy that Abraham must have felt.
这个时候亚伯拉罕
心里面。As he untied his son.
就好像卸下了一块大石
头 a ram over there caught in the thickets
就这个时候就看到那个羊了
they brought the ram over sacrificed and went back down
他们献上的是一只羊
why do you think Abraham took it that way
为什么亚伯拉罕可以接受这样的一个事情
why was he complaining
他为什么没有在那边就跟神有一些
why didn't he just not go so quickly
为什么他都没有跟神有任何的这个讨价还价就很快的就上路
because Abraham knew that God had said to him a time back that your son, your only son Isaac is going to be your heir
记得吗当神应许他的儿子的给他儿子的时候他说你会有一个后裔 然后从你的后裔会承传神应许他的一切
And it seemed to me he trusts God so much.
So, 这样的一个应许对亚伯拉罕来讲
His faith is so great in God.
是很确实的，他相信这个应许。
He would have felt he's going to resurrect him.
那或许他会想说他会再复活。
So he had a great faith in a big God.
所以为什么他有这样的信心？因为他有一个很大的神。
You know, when God said to Abraham, "I want you to sacrifice your one, your only son." I wonder if God was looking down 3,000 years later when he put his only son on the cross and sacrificed him.
我也在想象那个时候当神跟亚伯拉罕说把你的儿子献给我的时候他的心思已经跑到3000年后他自己的独生爱子也要这样子。为我们而死。
This is the kind of faith God wants us to have.
这是神期待我们有的信心。
He wants us to put our trust in him because we know we have a big God that hears and answers prayer.
他要我们的信靠是整个是在神的身上，而且我们要相信我们所祈求的，他必答应。
But let us notice something else. This one is with Moses.
再来，我们看一下摩西。
Now God had asked Moses to take the children of Israel through the wilderness to the promised land.
摩西要带着很多人进入这个应许之地。
Moses had,
经过旷野,
Moses did what God wanted him to do.
不管神叫他做什么，他就做什么。
It wasn't easy to take that crowd.
那实在是不容易的。
They would complain over many things.
不但人多，而且呢，总是要有抱怨。
Yet over the period of time when they left Egypt until they came to the Jordan River, ready to go over, God showed them tremendous miracles.
从他们离开的第一天开始，从埃及离开第一天开始，到他们走到这个对面哈，耶利哥就是那个迦南地对面的时候呢，他们经历了多少神迹啊
！He separated the Red Sea.
红海被分开。
They walked over on dry ground.
他们亲自走上那个红海中间的这个干的陆地。
He brought the sea back.And got rid of their enemies.
眼看着那个水就合起来，把敌人都淹死了。
They got water out of rocks.
然后呢，没有水喝的时候，从石头出水。
He sent them food every day.
每一天
，twice a day.
每一天从天上给他们玛纳吃。
He said, "Your shoes and your clothes will not wear out over these 40 years."
而且呢，他们可以见证到说四十年他们的。这个鞋子啦，这个衣服都没有穿破。
So we see that they had seen some tremendous, miracles.
足足四十年的神迹。
But now they had gone through all their wanderings, and they came to the Jordan River.
在旷野绕了这么久之后呢，来到了这个约旦河。
And on this side of the river,
在这边。
I believe it was two kings and their kingdoms. They fought against them and they won against those two kings. They defeated them.
就在那里发生了两个王跟这个以色列人征战，结果他们赢了。
And this land on this side of the Jordan before they crossed, they already had two large areas.
所以呢，以至于呢，他们在还没有进去以前就有一个得胜的哈。这样的一个经验。
Now they had finally got to the Jordan, getting ready to go over into the promised land.
现在已经要进入迦南地了，要过河。
Moses sent out 12 men.
那他们就差了十二个人。
He said, "Go spy out the land and see what it's like."
去探一下对面是怎么样的一个地方。
It took them 40 days.
四十天，他们
they went all over that land.
他们就看得很仔细。
And when they got back, they were carrying a large stick with a great cluster of grapes.
回来的时候呢，甚至呢。用杠杠抬着很大的葡萄回来。
They had pomegranates, they had figs.
石榴啦，还有这个无花果树，无花果啦。
We could see that this was truly a place of wonderful fruits and all kinds of good land. And they told them that it was a big land, it was a beautiful land. It had all kinds, it had the forest, it had the mountains, it had the rivers there, it had.All these, but it had a lot of cities.
看到那么大的、那么漂亮的水果，就知道说那个地真的是牛奶蜜之地哈。他们也看到那个地方有很多城市，然后有很好的可以种植的。
They spied out those cities one by one.
他们看得很仔细，一块一块的看，一个城一个城的看。
And now they had come back.
回来了。
And so they told them about how good a land it was with milk and honey.
首先说，哎，
a wonderful land.
那个地真的是美啊。
And they told him and said, "We came unto the land where thou sent us, and surely it flowed with milk and honey."
没有错。
And this is the fruit of it.
没有错，真的是一个牛奶蜜之地。
But then you know what they said?
但是接下来的那句话
，They put in a nevertheless.
但是
they said, "Nevertheless, the people be strong. They that dwells in that land and in the cities, they are a wall. The cities have great walls. And moreover, we saw the children of Anakim, which is giants. And they said, we cannot go."
但是他们的城很强，很坚固，而且看到的人是那种亚纳族，像那种。巨人的这样的一个族群
，one man，
所以呢，去不了。
Caleb，
里面有一个叫家。
Oh, he said, we can take it. God can help us to take it.
他马上说，神可以帮助我们的。
Out of the 12, there was one man that knew he had a big God.
加十二徒。Yeah.然后呢啊这个就这十二个里面呢这个加勒是其中的一个说其中的一个是他的神是大的神。
That group of people never got came into the promised land.
所以因为这样的缘故那么这一群已经遥遥在望了这一群就再转回去就没有进到迦南地。
And for 40 years, they wandered around that place until all of those people,that had come were dead and their children were now probably around 20 years old.
那这一代呢就这样子
and older.
两年又回去了38年一共40年一直到他们就就死在旷野。
So then,
第二代
they never got in.
到了成年的这个一代。
But they thought they had a small God.
因为他们所信的神是小的神所以呢从就没有办法进入应许之地。
Even though he showed how great he was.
即使神跟他们看了很多神迹。
Their first vision of giants and big walls and all that God did was just thrown aside.
然后就看到那些人很高大还有那个墙城墙很坚固就这样子就泡汤了希望就泡汤了。
There was one person that lived, his name was David.
还有一个就是大卫王。
Now David was a young shepherd boy.
那我们知道他是一个牧童。
And he found out when he went to visit the army that there was a giant there telling them, come on out and fight me. But all the children of Israel were scared.
当他去看他的当兵的哥哥发现说有一个大巨人在 叫骂在、骂阵在挑战他们的时候。
But David, he had a big God.
那大卫就看到这些对这以色列人他们很害怕。
He said, we have
our, 我们的神那么大。
We have the God of Israel.
我们以色列的神。
And finally, they let him go out to the giant.
那到后来都没有人可以去面对只好这个大卫就去面对这个巨人。
Now, what I liked about David,
那我最喜欢的大卫的这个时候
that he started down after that giant and he began to run toward him.
那这个时候呢他就开始看准了这个哥利亚这个巨人哈就开始靠近
took out his sling, put a stone in it, and whirled it around and it hit the giant and he hit the ground.
他一面走一面准备着他的这个绳子跟石头就一面走一面甩他的这个绳子就一下子就打到他的这个
One young man up against a giant and he had faith in God. He had a big God.
这么年轻年少的一个牧童他竟然可以用一个石头把一个大巨人呢他很怕他居然打下来因为他有一个很伟大的神。
You know, Moses had written a song to the children of Israel that were going to go over into Canaan.
那这个摩西呢曾经呢有一首诗哈一首诗歌来赞美神然后呢就唱的说我们要过约旦河。
And he said, all who have heard in Canaan will be afraid of us.
然后他这个诗歌里面这样讲说那听过我们的名字的一定会害怕。
And so when these that went over, they went over and they found out from a woman that said to them, we have heard of all the great things God has done for you in the wilderness and we are frightened.
那结果真的是这样对方呢我们就看到有一个妇女哈她这样子讲她这样表达说呢我们听到你们的一些事情我们都很害怕。
Listen, we have a big God.
我们有一位很伟大的神。
Now, how did David know he had a big God?
那大卫是怎么样可以信这么一个这么伟大的神呢？
David,
他怎么知道呢？
David spent his time as a shepherd.
你可以想象，大卫他当他当牧童的时候，用了很多时间。
In the nighttime, he would look up at the stars and he would begin to sing about the glory of God and all his powerful creation.
他用了很多时间跟神在一起，他意思是这样哈。然后晚上看着星星，然后就做首诗，然后就对神唱歌。
He spent time with God.
他花时间跟神在一起。
God became the one he loved and understood. He helped him kill a bear. He helped him kill a lion.
然后呢，当他碰到这些野兽、猛兽的时候呢，他们要来吃这些羊的时候呢，神就在他的旁边，然后帮助他能够胜过这些猛兽。
Now those of you who have a Oh,
那如果我们当中有你所信的神好像很小
It seems like you can't get any answers
等于说呢好像有问题的时候有难处的时候总是没有答案
Or that you just can't quite your fear grips hold of you And you can't quite believe God could do that
或者有时候呢就有一种害怕恐惧好像在怀疑说神真的会做吗
Let me tell you howYou can become like one that has a strong God.
那我要鼓励大家哈，我们可以成为那一个有很大的信心的。
We have to spend time with God.
你一定要用时间，花时间跟神在一起。
And、the way we do that is to stay in His Word. Read about His power.
把自己埋首在他的话语里面。让他的话语的大能可以来丰富我们的内心。
Talk often with him.
也常常跟他对话。
Let this build your faith.
这样就可以建造你的信心。
Until you are known as a person that has a big God.
然后呢，人家就会发现说某某人，你所信的神真的是很大的神。
We're going to need this.
我们这个时候，这个时代需要有这样子的。
We may be coming up to the last days.
我们已经到了这个最后的一个阶段了。
When persecution may come our way.
然后呢，我们知道按着圣经的所讲的，我们可能会碰到很多的这个逼迫。
When they're going to come after us for our faith in God.
因为呢，这个逼迫呢，不管是逼迫或难处呢，都会需要我们的这个大的信心。
It's then those that have a big God.
哪一些信徒有伟大的有这个大的信心坚固的信心
will be able to stand
然后相信一个伟大的神就可以站立得稳
Let me tell you this is what I've been holding on to
那也就是我长久以来所抓住的
He said I will take you through
神答应我他要陪着我带着我经过
Or I will take you home.
即使不管是带着我陪着我经过或者把我带回家
Your big God that you develop because you spend time with him
那因为你常常跟他有
is saying my love for you
那你就会越来越爱他
is that I will either keep you in the temptation keep you in the trials keep you in when you're persecuted
因为我们跟主这样在一起的时候呢不管是试探不管是试炼不管是什么样的难处呢神就陪着我们能够经过好像经过死荫的幽谷一样
or I'll take you home
如果不是要经过的话神就把我们带回去
for the word of God tells us that to be with him or that once we leave this world we'reHome with him.
那当我们跟他在一起的时候，他在哪里？那里就是我们的安息之所，就是我们的家了。
Children, stop your worrying. God doesn't want us to worry.
神不要他的儿女带着忧虑。
He doesn't want us to fear. He's how many times he said, "Fear not, fear not, fear not." I don't even know the number, but so many times he said.
如果你算一算的话，你会发现圣经里面常常听到神说：“不要害怕，孩子，不要害怕。”他也不要我们有惧怕。
Have faith in God.
在神里面，我们要有信心。
So build your faith.
所以好好的再次的建造我们的信心。
Know Him in His Word.
认识他，而且呢，认识他的话语。
Understand His power.
然后呢，去。认定他的全能
and trust him no matter what
不管怎么样我们所确信的我们所抓住的就是神
God bless you
神赐福每一位
I love you all
我真的是在主里面很爱每一位
Mrs. She and I were saying that this year it's been 30 years since we've been working in Taiwan and China
算一算哈就是大概前后就30年了哈 就跟大家有认识，或许有人不认识，但是呢，我们跟中国的关系的，跟他的关系
，You are our people。
那你是我们是在一起的，我们
是 love you。
我们的弟兄姐妹，我们很爱你们。
And we all want to spend eternity together。
那当然，我们就很希望我们可以在永恒里面在一起。
Father，
亲爱的天父
，We know that you can give us that strength。
我们确信你可以赐给我们这样的一个力量。
Lord， if there's any with a weak faith，
如果这个时候有谁的信心软弱了
，Give them a determination to build that faith in you。
求你再次的激励我们，让我们立志，我们愿意在你的里面再次建造我们的信心。
Keep your hands on each one, Lord。
求你的手扶持在场的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Protect them and be with them。
保守我们每一位，然后跟我们在一起。
We pray in Jesus' name。
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.